Congressional Republicans Present Defund Davos Bill to Keep U.S. Money Out of WEF. By Francis Martel on January 22, 2024. A group of congressional Republicans, led by Representative Scott Perry, RPA, introduced a bill on Friday to ban American federal government agencies from giving grants or other taxpayer money to the World Economic Forum, WEF. Americans need to know that the WEF wants them to only drive an electric vehicle, sell their cars and use car sharing instead, eat bugs to help solve world hunger, and to always operate based on what's good for the global public even when it comes at a detriment to their own lives, Rep. Perry's office told Breitbart News this weekend. The Defund Davos Act is barely a page long and simply prohibits government agencies from funding the WEF. No funds available to the Department of State, the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, or any other department or agency may be used to provide funding for the World Economic Forum, the substantive portion of the bill reads. Joining Rep. Perry in introducing the Defund Davos Act on Friday were Reps. Tom Tiffany, RY, Paul Gosar, RAS, Diana Harshbarger, RTN, Andy Ogles, RTN, and Matt Rosendale, RMount. The WEF is a global institution that hosts an annual gathering of the world's elite in Davos, Switzerland, to discuss global governance and trade ideas on how best to advance elitist goals. This year's Davos summit concluded on Friday and focused on the theme Rebuilding Trust, convincing the majority of the world that it is in their best interest to further the goals of the world's wealthiest and most powerful people. Davos hosted more than 60 world leaders and nearly 300 high-ranking government officials in 2024, including a large number of representatives of totalitarian dictatorships, such as China and Saudi Arabia, whose speeches were given top billing on summit itineraries. Membership in the WEF reportedly costs $100,000, while each ticket to the Davos summit for those invited is about $40,000. Some reports suggest that the full cost of attending the WEF summit could reach as high as $350,000, including lodging in the elite ski resort locale, the lavish menu items available during the event, and other amenities. Despite the WEF's apparently healthy ability to fund itself, the U.S. taxpayer has bankrolled the WEF to the tune of millions, mostly in the form of USAID, State Department grants, and other funding. The U.S. government committed $9.1 million to the WEF in 2023, mostly in multi-year grants. One USAID grant, for example, issued the WEF over $50 million in funding, which has been distributed piecemeal since 2015. That grant, under the Foreign Assistance Program, is intended to support long-term and equitable economic growth and advance U.S. foreign policy objectives by supporting economic growth, agriculture and trade, global health, and democracy. The State Department participated in this year's Davos summit. Secretary of State Antony Blinken attended and addressed the forum alongside National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Blinken used the address to call for the creation of a Palestinian state, a core demand of the genocidal jihadist terror group Hamas, which orchestrated an unprecedented mass slaughter in Israel in October, forcing American taxpayers to fund annual ski trips for insular global elitists is absurd, not to mention reprehensible, Rep. Perry said in a statement on Friday. The World Economic Forum doesn't deserve 1 cent of American funding, and it's past time we defund Davos. Perry's office noted to Breitbart News that, in addition to attempts to micromanage citizens' lives, the WEF and its members are also pushing to make an unregulated technology, AI, the driver of the economy and for companies to replace humans with AI whether or not it's necessary or warranted. Key speakers at the Davos conference this year included CCP, Chinese Communist Party, officials, discussing the global financial system, and leaders from Iran, the congressman's office asserted. These are not individuals we should trust to come up with foreign policy, financial, or energy solutions for America or other countries. In its annual 2024 Global Risks Report, published shortly before the beginning of the Davos summit, the WEF declared extreme weather and disinformation the greatest threats to humanity in 2024. The report suggests that the spread of MIS and disinformation around the globe could result in civil unrest, but could also drive government-driven censorship, domestic propaganda and controls on the free flow of information, the WEF said. Among the ideas to confront the threats of disinformation and weather presented at Davos this year was a globally coordinated system of carbon taxes, floated by Saudi Finance Minister Mohammed Al-Jadan. Biometric identification cards to monitor who actually got a vaccination or not, suggested by Queen Maxima of the Netherlands. And international laws to prosecute farmers for ecocide alongside genocide and other crimes against humanity, introduced by radical environmentalist Jojo Maida. In addition to speeches by radical leftists, repressive government representatives, and other members of the global elite, the WEF provided entertainment in the form of interpretive dance and indigenous rituals. Davos attendees witnessed an Amazonian shaman performing a ritual for the global during a panel titled Climate and Nature. They were also regaled with a dance titled Performing Hope, meant to relax attendees alarmed by the impacts of climate change and, two, encourage them to keep taking action in their own small ways. An outlier in this year's WEF summit was the president of Argentina, libertarian economist Javier Milei, who offered a brief address condemning socialism, feminism, social justice, climate alarmism, and other sacred tenets of the WEF set. I'm here today to tell you that the West is in danger. It is in danger because those who are supposed to uphold the values of the West find themselves co-opted by a worldview that inexorably leads to socialism, and consequently, to poverty, Milei warned. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.